高兴能够来到这里跟大家一起同守安息，甚至一起敬拜神。
I'm very happy to be able to come here today to worship with you.
我们一起来思考学习一些圣经里头的道理。
So today we'll ponder upon and learn the teachings.
我们请来看希伯来书第五章。
Be sure to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书五章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练人义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Verse 13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
这里说作者说有人只是信仰上的婴孩。
So here, the author describes that people are spiritually a babe.
婴孩很可爱，但是做属灵的婴孩，并不是我们所想要的。
And even though a baby is cute, being a spiritual baby is not something we want to be.
所以十四节说，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹。
14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
我们都希望我们在灵性上是一个长大成熟的人。
So we wish that we are of full age spiritually.
所以就像十三节所说的要熟练这个道理。
And so that's why it says in verse 13 that we have to be skilled in the word.
就是圣经的道理，我们能够实际的在生活当中来应用出来。
That is that we can practice the word in our life.
因为我们是很实在的生活在现实的世界里头，实在的生活在每一天都生活在这个大环境里头。
Because we live our life in this world, in this environment.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，极力进到完全的地步。第一句话。
The first part. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
这里说我们要竭力的来进到完全的地步。
So here tells us to let us go on to perfection.
所以这三节看起来要达到完全就必须要能够对道理能够熟练。
So here, from this, the way it's phrased, it seems that if we are to go on to perfection, we have to first be skilled in the word.
那这样也才是一个叫做长大的，在灵性上长大的人。
And only when we're skilled with the word can we be considered a full age spiritually.
这个得救的道理，这个是基础。
And so the word that gives us salvation, that is the basic.
那个通常就是我们相信，我们领受。
That is, we believe and we receive the word.
那个都是一次的接受，比如说洗礼，在接受的时候，相信接受，那个就一刹那，几秒钟的事情。
So sometimes it's a one-time thing, such as during baptism, we receive baptism.
在接受洗礼的当时呢，几秒钟进入水里，马上就上来。
And during baptism, it's only for a few seconds. We enter into the water, completely immersed, and come back out.
照着神给我们的信心，我们这样来领受。
And we receive it with the faith.
就有神所应许的属灵的功效。在我们的身上。
And then God's promised works come upon us.
我们的罪得着赦免。
And our sins are washed away.
我们成为神的儿女。
And we become the children of God.
那再来呢？我们每一天是面对着很实在的每一天的生活。
But after that, every day we live our life.
所以我们必须要对道理熟练，能够将道理应用在每一天的生活里头。
So that's why we need to be skilled with the word so that we can practice it every day in our life.
所以在信仰的道路上，许多我们会遇到的事情，我们都要去明白它，知道怎么用圣经的道理来应用。
So in our journey of faith, we will encounter many problems, and we have to understand how the Bible applies to each of them.
很多的时候我们对很多很实际的生活的项目，我们并没有很仔细的去做思考。
Many times, the practical problems in our lives, we don't think about how the Bible applies to it.
哦，有时候很多的，好像我们很熟悉，那其实呢，那个只是我们头脑里头的一些字迹。
And sometimes, what we think we're familiar with the Bible's teachings, it's actually the preconceived notions we've had in our minds.
那今天晚上我用两个项目，哦，来跟大家一起思考。
And so tonight, I'd like to use two aspects to discuss with you.
第一个来谈到所谓的失败。
And so first is the failures.
有人以为信仰的道路它不会有失败的。
Some people believe that on the journey of faith, they will not fail.
那有人认为说信仰的道路不应该失败。
And some people think that you should not fail.
但是失败它却是事实上它是几乎存在我们每一个人的生活里头信仰道路上。
But we see failure is prevalent in our spiritual journey.
我们每一个人都必须承认我曾经失败过。
And everyone has to admit that they have failed at some point in time.
只是或多或少。
It's just a matter of if there's a lot or a little.
是所谓的比较轻或者比较重。
And how severe the failure is.
所以我们不能够说信仰的道路绝对不会有失败。
So we cannot say that there will be absolutely no failures in our spiritual journey.
所以我们不用去否认，不用去遮掩我们的失败。
So we don't need to go and cover up our past failures.
我们是要去面对，去处理。
Rather, we have to confront them and take care of them.
因为在圣经的教导里头，他没有说我们不会有失败的时候。
Because in the biblical teachings, it does not say that we will not fail.
反而是会有失败，但是不要自我放弃。
Rather, the teaching is even though you fail, you should continue.
这个所谓的失败，常常在信仰上也有它的一个正面的作用。Positive.
So the failures actually have a positive effect on us.
常常会让人更加的谦卑，更加的来依靠神。
And the failures allow us to humble ourselves as well as rely on God more.
我们应该都看过小小孩他在学走路。
We've probably seen a small child learning to walk.
他们一定会摔倒的。
For sure, they will fall.
但是摔倒的他还是要继续再站起来，再走。
But after they fall, they have to get up and continue to try and walk.
甚至父母亲会在旁边很努力的来鼓励他，你再站起来，再继续走。
Not only that, the parents are usually on the side encouraging the children to walk.
虽然是走得很不稳。
And even though their walk is not steady.
但是父母亲总是在旁边拍手鼓掌鼓励。
But the parents are on the side offering words of encouragement, clapping their hands.
我们请看耶稣雅记第七章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章第十节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 10。
第十节，神吩咐耶稣雅说：“起来，你为何俯伏在地呢？”
Joshua chapter 7 verse 10. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face?"
这时候耶稣雅所遭遇的不但是他个人，也是整个以色列人的一次的失败。
So at this point in time, Joshua not only faced the failures, he faced failure, and it came from not only the Israelite people, but from those around him as well.
那他如何来面对着他的失败？
And how did he face this failure then?
他俯伏在地。
He was lying on the ground.
但是神叫他说，你起来。
But the Lord said to Joshua to get up.
你不要只是这样俯伏趴在地上。
He says, don't just lie on the ground there.
第一个，你不用去怀疑神的能力，神的这个神性。
You don't need to doubt the power of God.
这个他俯伏在地，他在想，为什么攻打第二座城就失败了
？And when he's lying on the ground, he's wondering why he failed conquering the second city.
神叫他你要起来，你不要放，不能够自我放弃。
And the Lord is telling him to get up, not to give up.
不能够只是让自己生活在这个失败里头。
You cannot just live in this state of failure.
那在这个失败当中，约书亚他也想到周遭的人。
And Joshua, during this point in failure, he also thought about the people around him.
啊，他想到他所带领的这些以色列人。
He thought about the Israelite people that he's leading currently.
他更想到正要去跟他们征战的这些迦南人。
And he also thought about the Canaanites they would eventually face.
啊，在攻打爱城，他们失败了。
And when they tried to attack the city of Ai, they failed.
啊，这些这么多的迦南人，他们怎么来看这一件事情？他们会怎么讲
？And how would the Canaanites react to this news？
啊，所以耶稣亚他趴在地上。
So Joshua had fallen on the ground.
神叫他说：“你起来。
”And so God told him to get up.
哦，你也不用去忧虑别人对这一件事情对你是怎样的评论。
You don't need to worry about what others think about this event.
啊，在人世间呢，最能够原谅我们的，通常是我们的父母亲。
In our family relationship, the relationships we have, those who most easily forgive us are our parents.
哦，最容易接纳我们的也是我们的父母亲。
And those who most easily accept us are our parents as well.
哦，其实，在比较之下，我们发现神更容易来接纳我们，来赦免我们。
But if we compare the love and acceptance and forgiveness from our parents to God, we find God is even more.
在信仰的道路上，我们总是要面对神。
In our spiritual journey, we continually face God.
但是神他总是说，你不要只是活在你的失败里头。
But God is telling us to not just live in our state of failures.
常常是因为有错误才会有失败。
Many times it's because we commit some wrongdoing that it causes us to fail.
哦，所以神说你不要继续的活在你的这个错误跟过患里头。
So God is telling us, don't continue to live in this state of failure, the state of wrongdoing.
哦，从人性来看，我们就变成怕神，怕见到神。
So from a person's perspective, fear God. We fear facing God then.
哦，那越不敢面对神，我们越没有办法走出来。
And the less reluctant we are to face God, the less reluctant we are to leave the state of failure, the state of wrongdoing.
就像起初的亚当啊，他要躲避神的面。
Just like in the beginning, Adam, he hid from God.
但是这个对事情不会有帮助。
But this doesn't help this current situation that he was in.
所以神常常会主动的说，你站起来，你出来。
So God will sometimes tell us to get up and come out.
神会说你看着我。
And God will tell us to face him.
好，我们请看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章十一节。
1 Kings chapter 19 verse 11.
十一节。神对以利亚说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前啊，在我面前。”那时神从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，奔山碎石，神却不在风中；风后地震，神却不在其中。
Verse 11. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake."
啊，这个以利亚逃命。
So Elijah here was fleeing for his life.
啊，以利亚他求死。
And Elijah begged for death.
啊，那靠着神的帮助啊，他跑到了这个神的山。
And through the power of God, the help of God, he was able to run to this mountain.
哦，但是呢，他进到一个洞里头，他躲在洞里头。
But he hid inside the cave.
那这里十一节，神说：“你出来，你要站在山上。”
Verse 11. Then God told him to go out and stand on the mountain.
哦，是的，你是失败的，但是你不用躲我，你来站在我的面前。
Yes, you have failed, but you don't need to hide. Please come on, stand before me.
从人性来看，人在这样的失败里头，人怕见到神。
From a person's perspective, if you failed, you are afraid to go before God.
但是在信仰上，人越不敢去面对神，人就越没有力量。
But from a faith perspective, if you continue to avoid God, then you continue to lose your power.
哦，所以神主动地说，来站在我的面前。
So God tells them to stand before him.
哦，所以神他最知道我们人性，神也总是怜悯我们。
And God knows how man is and continually has mercy on us.
哦，他刻意地叫我们去做一件我们不想做的事，不要做的事情。
He encourages us to do things that we don't wish to do.
其实这里头不是神在强迫我们。
Here, God is not forcing us.
其实在这里头是有神的爱，神的怜悯。
Rather, here we see God's love and mercy.
只要人能够去体会，人就能够真的得到力量，从失败里头去站起来。
As long as man can experience God, they can stand up in their state of failure.
哦，所以我们随时都需要神的爱。
So at any time, we will need the love of God.
神也随时的将他的爱来给我们。
And God is always willing to give his love to us.
哦，在我们好的时候，他爱我们。
In our times of good, he loves us.
就是在我们失败的时候，他更是爱我们。
But even in times of failure, he still loves us.
我们请再看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章第七节。
Mark chapter 16, verse
7. 第七节。
7.
天使说，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。正如他从前告诉你们的。
7. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
当主耶稣被抓、被钉十字架的时候
，So when Jesus was captured and crucified,
这些主耶稣的门徒可以说他们都失败。
We can say that all his disciples failed.
因为他们都害怕，他们都跑了。
Because they were afraid and they fled.
其中最失败的是谁？
And who was the one that failed the most?
当然犹大，他出卖主耶稣，他最失败。
Of course, Judas, he failed.
那另外一个会自己觉得最失败的，可能就是彼得。
But another disciple who might have considered his failure the greatest is Peter.
虽然一开始他好像没有跑。
Even though in the beginning it seems as if he did not flee.
但是照圣经的记载，只有他三次否认主耶稣。
But according to the Bible, only he denied Jesus three times.
如果我们是彼得的话，我们或许也会想，我是最失败的。
And if we were Peter, we might think that we failed the most.
别人只是害怕跑了，我还怕到必须要否认主耶稣。
Others only fled, but I denied Jesus three times.
那我们看第七节这里所说的。
So let's look at verse 7 and what it says.
天使叫那三个姐妹说，你们要去告诉门徒。
So the angels told the three women to tell the disciples.
然后还加上说，和彼得。
And we see it specifically says and Peter.
难道彼得不是门徒当中的一个吗？
Is Peter not one of the disciples?
那为什么要说门徒和彼得？
Why does it record here his disciples and Peter? Why does it emphasize that?
因为彼得他可能是那时候心最低落的一个人。
Because perhaps Peter was the lowest in spirits at that point in time.
他们已经知道主耶稣已经复活了。
The people here knew that Jesus had already resurrected.
主耶稣已经复活了，那个伟大的事情摆在眼前，等着我们去做。
And this is a great miracle in front of them.
那伟大的事情等着我们去做。
Oh, and there are things that we have to do now.
那彼得他会想，我还有资格吗？
And so Peter might think to himself, am I worthy to do this task that Jesus has assigned?
所以主耶稣要刻意的说，也叫彼得来。
So Jesus gives the message that Peter should come as well.
也到加利利来。
Come to Galilee.
不用放弃自己，不用不敢见我。
You don't need to give up, nor do you need to be afraid.
主耶稣是说，意思就是说，你仍然跟我伟大的工作是有份的。
And so Jesus is saying, you have a part in this task that I've assigned.
所以是的，我们会有失败的时候。
So yes, we may have times of failure.
爱我们的神，他不要我们只是活在我们的失败里头。
But the God who loves us doesn't want us to continually live in this state of failure.
那当然，我们要去面对着我们的挫折跟我们的失败。
Of course, we have to face the difficulties and failures.
除了神的，靠着神的爱，我们要去处理。
And relying on God's love, we have to take care of these.
一个错误，一个失败啊，它通常不会只是单一的原因。
And so a failure occurs not only because of one reason, usually.
那在许多原因里头，它很可能会有一个主要的原因。
And out of these many reasons, perhaps there's a basic reason that leads to it.
所以所谓的去面对我们的失败啊，就是求神的怜悯，让我们去找出那个罪，那个失败的原因。
So when we confront our failures, that is, we ask for God's mercy and ask Him for help to find out why we failed.
所以神对耶稣亚说，你们失败的主要原因是什么？
And so we know God told Joshua the reason why they failed.
所以耶稣亚他必须去面对着这个错误的主要的错误。
And so, Joshua had to face the failure and the wrongdoing that they occurred.
然后把这一个原因给他拿掉。
And he had to remove the reason.
神就会给人一个重新的开始。
And then God will give us a new start again.
当神说我给你一个新的开始，那么这里头就是加上神的力量，神的帮助。
And once God gives us a new start, he gives us his power and his help.
我们请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们不要骗自己说我是不会失败的。
So we shouldn't lie to ourselves and say that we will never fail.
我们也不用说因为我是神的儿女，神不会让我失败。
And we should not say that because we're the children of God, God will not let us fail.
我们是要常常是很真实的来面对自己。
We have to truthfully confront ourselves.
那第九节是给我们每一个人的一个很好的经节。
And verse 9 is a good verse for us to remember.
从这样我们才能够从很真实的会有的失败里头来出来，来站起来。
And so this way we can truthfully confront our failures and stand up out of them.
所以造成失败的原因到处都有。
So the reasons that may cause us to fail, perhaps there are many and they may be scattered everywhere.
那圣灵的感动跟指正啊，也是一直存在的。
But the Holy Spirit's movement instructions are always with us.
那常常借着我们的良心来指责我们自己。
And through our conscience, it corrects us or rebukes us.
所以从圣经里头我们看到，我们必须要勇敢的来承认。
And so from the Bible, we see that we need to courageously be truthful.
在一点点的失败里。一点点的失败，我们就要赶快的来去面对，来去处理。
When we fail a little bit, that is when we need to confront it and take care of it.
不用再假装再欺骗自己说不会失败的。
We should not lie to ourselves and say we will not fail again.
我们请看传道书第十章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
死苍蝇使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。
10 verse 1. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor.
什么是一点点的愚昧?
So what is it, it says it, to give off a little folly?
就 不愿意承认我会失败的，这个就是愚昧。
A little folly, we can say, is if we're not willing to admit that we will fail.
我们常常看到一点点甜的东西掉在某一个角落，一下子就会有很多的蚂蚁。
Through life's experience, we know that if we drop a small piece of sweet in a corner, after a small time, we'll see a bunch of ants gather around it.
一点点坏掉的食物放在好食物里头，很快的让所有的食物也都坏掉了。
And if a bit of spoiled food is placed inside a good batch of food, overnight that food will spoil.
这就是为什么在小小的失败的时候，神让常常就让我们是知道的，而且必须要去面对。
And this is why when we fail a little bit, God will make this aware to us and will want us to correct it.
所以不用说，因为我是基督徒，所以我不容许我生活当中有一点点的错误或者失败。
As a Christian, we should not let ourselves allow ourselves to continually fail.
不容许说有一点点的错误。
We should not keep a little bit of wrong doing.
我们是必须要承认，是的，我会有错误，我会失败。
We need to be truthful to ourselves and admit that we will fail at times.
但是我靠着神的爱，神的恩惠，我能够去处理的很恰当。
But through God's love and mercy, I will overcome this failure.
这样子我们才能够真的照神所喜悦的来服侍神。
And only then can we serve God according.
没有惧怕。
Without fear.
是圣洁的，是公义的来服侍神。
And we will serve God righteously and justly.
因为我们总是承认我的错误，我的失败。
Because we have admitted our failures.
我们就能够从我们的错误跟失败里头出来。
And so we can come out of our state of failure.
在我们的知识上，另外一件事情啊，我们常常知道说，我们的神他无处不在，而且他掌管一切。
So in our knowledge, there's another thing we know is that God is everywhere and he takes care of all things.
所以如果我们认为说这是出于神的，那么我们就一定会去顺服。
And so if we realize everything belongs to God, then we will be willing to serve him.
如果我认为说这个是因为神而有的，所以我一定会顺服。
And so we realize that this is here because of God, we will be willing to serve God.
但是我们会说，这个不等于我也去顺服人。
But if we think to ourselves that this isn't because of God, then we will serve man.
甚至我们会很有理由的说，为什么罪人我也要去顺服他？
Furthermore, we might think, why do we have to be subservient to sinful people?
那这个很容易就成为我们生活当中的一个挑战跟挣扎。
And so this might be some conflict. This might cause some conflict in our life.
我们说我顺服神，但是我不能够不一定我需要去顺服人。
We say we are we need to be submissive to God, but not submissive to sinful men.
但是我们又说神无处不在，他掌控一切。
But we also say that because God is everywhere and controls everything.
其实这样这里头是充满着一些的冲突跟矛盾的。
So how can we resolve this? It's full of contradictions.
那这就是我们的生活当中好像要顺服神，但是我们又过得并不是那么快乐。
And so this might cause, if we compare it to our lives, we might think that we want to serve God and we live our life accordingly, but we might not be happy in this life.
其实在我们里头有一个不容易发现的一个事实是，我们并不是真的那么真的相信说神是掌控一切的。
Then this might be an indicator of a hard truth that is in our life. That is that we don't truly believe God controls everything.
哦，我们的嘴巴不敢说，但是我们的内心深处是在是所我们所表现出来的是在质疑神是不是真的掌控一切。
Maybe we don't speak it, but in our minds we are wondering if God truly controls everything.
我们嘴巴说愿你的旨意成全，但是我们心里却不是这么想。
Maybe our mouths say, "May your will be done," referring to God, but our hearts may not think this.
哦，至少我们的表现，我们所表现出来的并不是这样子。
Or maybe our actions do not reflect this.
哦，那这个就成为生活当中的一个冲突。
And so this becomes a conflict in our life.
有时候真的在生活当中，我们好像完全看不到神的作为。
And maybe sometimes in our lifestyle, we cannot see the works of God.
当我们觉得我们完全看不到神的作为的时候，我们就会觉得很苦。
And when we think we cannot see the works of God, then we will live a very bitter lifestyle.
哦，就好像约伯记里头的约伯。
Just like in the book of Job.
他几乎看不到神啊，你的作为在哪里
？He cannot see the works of God in his life.
哦，为什么会这样子？
Why did these things happen?
明明不应该这样子，但是为什么是这样子？
These tragedies weren't supposed to happen, but they occurred.
所以在约伯记里头，约伯在描写，很多时候他所描写的是我很苦。
And so in the book of Job, if you read it, you'll find that he continually describes how bitter he is.
那这是一个存在，但是我们自己不知道的。的一个问题。
And so this is an existing problem that we may not have discovered.
神，你是真的充满在每一个地方吗？
And that problem is a doubt that we doubt that God truly exists everywhere.
好，为什么看起来好像不是每一个地方都有你的作为？
Why is it that it seems that God's work does not exist everywhere?
但是圣经却一再的告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
神无处不在，这是肯定的。
God is everywhere, that's for sure.
无论我们所看到的事情所表现出来的是怎样。
It doesn't matter what we've seen or what has happened.
神他总是第一个原因，他总是掌控一切。
God is still in control of everything.
这个约伯记从第一章一直到四十章，到最后，到四十二章。他才发现这个事实。
And so Job, from chapter 1 to the very last chapter, this is when, at the very last chapter, that's when Job discovers this truth.
他才能够很肯定地说，无论如何，神掌控一切。
And only then does he realize that, for sure, God controls everything.
我们在知识上，我们会说我们要继续地依靠神。
And in, Knowledge-wise, we might say to ourselves, we need to rely on God.
那在实际的生活里头，我们却比较容易去依靠我们所看得见、所摸得到的。
But in our actual life, we might be more willing to rely on the things we can see.
那这就是造成我们信仰生活里头的一个不快乐，信仰生活里头的一个苦。
And this may cause our spiritual life to be bitter.
因为我们所正在做的跟我们所头脑里头所认识的，它不 match， 不吻合。
Because what we're doing in our life and what we think don't match.
因为我们知识上是说要依靠神。
Because in our knowledge we know for sure we have to rely on God.
但是在实际的行动里头，我们是舍弃神，是依靠人。
But in our actions we don't rely on God, we rely on man instead.
请看诗篇一百四十六篇。
We turn to Psalm chapter 146.
诗篇一百四十六篇。
Psalm chapter 146.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助。
Verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help.
为什么要说你不要?
Why does it say us do not put?
原因就是因为事实在现实的生活里头，人是容易依靠君王，人是容易依靠人的。
Because in real life, man trust in the things they can see, man or the riches, money.
所以这个就是在信仰生活里头，我们要去思考的。
So this is something we have to keep in mind in our spiritual journey.
这就让我们发现说，我们事实上很多时候我们并没有把圣经的道理用在生活里头。
So this allows us to realize that the things we actually learn about in the Bible, we don't apply them to our lives sometimes.
很多时候我们好像有很多的圣经知识，但是我们并没有把它用在我们每一天的生活里头。
Maybe it's true we have the biblical knowledge and the biblical teachings, but we don't practice them.
所以我们成为一个并不是很快乐的基督徒。
So we become a Christian that's bitter.
一个信靠神的人，他应该是很平安、很喜乐的。
A person who relies on God, that person should be peaceful and happy.
但是我们只是知识上知道要依靠，但是实际上并没有依靠。
But if we only know and knowledge to rely on God and we don't practice it,
那这就是我们可以看出来，我们有没有熟练这个所谓的圣经里头的道理。
And so then we will be bitter, and so we can see from this whether we are truly skilled in the Word of God.
那我们来看圣经里头的这个好的例子。
So let's look at an example in the Bible.
我们请看创世纪五十章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章十九节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 19.
十九节，约瑟对他说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
19. Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?"
二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
我们都熟悉约瑟的故事。
We're very familiar with the story of Joseph.
当他被哥哥们陷害出卖的时候。
So when he was sold by his brothers.
约瑟并没有做什么事情。
Joseph didn't do anything.
但是他就眼前看他就是失败的。
From a man's perspective, that would be a failure in his life.
神到底在哪里？
And he might, from a man's perspective, they might wonder where God is.
在他很愁苦、很着急的时候，神怎么没有出手？
In times of bitterness, in times of when he's worried, why didn't God act?
他顺服神了。
But he was submissive to God.
当他在他的主人波提法的家里。
In his master's house, up in his master Potiphar's house.
我顺服神，我需要顺服这个埃及人吗？
Even though he's submissive to God, does he still have to be submissive to this Egyptian?
我们很容易说神，我顺服，但是这个是外邦人，是罪人，我为什么要顺服他？
We might think we are supposed to be submissive to God, but for this Gentile, this sinner, why should we be submissive to them?
但是我们看约瑟在波提法的家里，他是很忠心的，他是很认真、很乐意的来服侍他的主人的。
We see Joseph is a faithful and faithful and loyal servant. He willingly served his master.
他承认，无论在怎样的情况之下，他的神还是掌控一切。
And despite all the things that happened to him, he knows for sure that God still controls everything.
看起来他才开始要有一点好日子可以过。
And just when things started to turn for the better for him.
为什么他又被女主人来陷害？
Why was he harmed by his mistress?
他一点错也没有。
He did nothing wrong.
神啊，你在哪里？
And some people might ask, where's God?
但是约瑟他没有这样子来质疑。
But Joseph never went this route.
神让约瑟能够解梦。神让约瑟能够解梦。
God allowed Joseph to interpret dreams.
那神也让他有一个机会为这个酒政 来解梦。
And God allowed him the opportunity to interpret the dream of the cupbearer.
看起来这又是一个好的机会，他可以离开这个监牢。
And from this, it seemed as if this was an opportunity for him to leave the prison he was in.
结果九正出了监牢之后就不管约瑟了。
But after the cupbearer came out of the prison, he forgot about Joseph.
神啊，你在跟我开玩笑吗？
God, are you kidding me?
你让我遇到这个好机会，但是为什么又没有了？
You seem to give me this good opportunity, but it went nowhere.
约瑟他还是信靠神，他还是相信神在掌控一切。
But Joseph still was faithful to God.
我们看不到，没有看到圣经里头记载约瑟他是愁苦啊，他又是埋怨啊，他又是怀疑啊。
In the Bible, we don't see Joseph doubting.
这就是一个熟练道理的人。
And so we see that Joseph did not doubt and was continually faithful. So this is a person skilled in the word.
我们对道理的应用就是朝这样子的方向。
And so the way we should practice a word, it should be just like Joseph. We should strive after Joseph's ability.
不论在怎样的情况之下，我们不用去质疑神的看顾跟保护。
It doesn't matter what circumstance we're in, we don't need to doubt the providence of God.
一个孩子病了。
When a child is sick,
这个母亲从医生那里得到处方药。
And when a mother receives the prescription from the doctor,
那个药可能是味道很不好。
Perhaps the medicine is bitter.
味道啊，这个味道不好，而且是苦的。
And the medicine will not taste good.
但是个妈妈会一定想办法让儿子把药吃进去。
But the mother will devise all different types of ways so that her child will be able to ingest the medicine.
是的，这个药可能很苦。
Yes, maybe the medicine will be bitter.
很多时候神也好像妈妈一样，将这个瓶子中的苦药来给我们吃。
So sometimes God is just like this mother, giving us the bitter medicine.
请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十七节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
当我们对道理能够熟练
when we are skilled in the word of God,
那我们真的是能够像这个经节所说的，在一切的事情上面，我们得胜有余了。
Then we can be like it describes here. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
不但我们知识上知道神无处不在，神掌控一切，我们的行为也正是这样子。
Not only will we have the knowledge that God is everywhere and controls all things, but our actions will reflect our knowledge of this.
如果我们的行为所表现出来的是我的神仍然掌控一切。
And if our actions reflect that God is in control of everything.
那么我们是一个长大的人。
Then we are a person who is spiritually of full age.
那也像希伯来书的作者所说的，我们离完全已经不远。
And we can then it will be like as Hebrews described, we will be almost perfect.
我们也就能够像约瑟一样，在任何的情况之下是有平安的，是心中喜乐的。
And we can be like Joseph in all things, despite the circumstances, we will be peaceful and joyful.
难怪希伯来书的作者说，我们要竭力来达到完全。
And so this is why the author of Hebrews says we have to go on to perfection.
不但将来在完全的天国里头。
Not only the perfection in the heavenly kingdom.
在今天的生活里头，就是一个完美的生活。
But if we can achieve this, then our life will be a beautiful life.
我们一起唱诗343首。
Please sing hymn number 343.